One man can change the world with a bullet in the right place.
Welcome back to the New to Q podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
My name is Max Fallis. Give it up for me, goddammit. And of course, I'm not alone. No.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Well, that is the BBR Bagman. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good evening. It is I. We have returned triumphant from our recent adventure.
Yes. This is the after-action report from our wonderful adventure. On the road again, the boys were back in town. Some of us were the first time in town, but...
Can we get away with playing Thin Lizzy without copyright infringement or getting sued?
I can find a karaoke version.
No.
Yes. I'll do that. IV-88 was a great adventure. Thank you, sir, for taking me upon it. You know.
Well, thank you. You did a lot of the hard part. So, like,
no, it was a community effort. Trust me. It was a community effort, as we all know. Everybody chipped in.
No. That part stays off the air. We're not sharing that story with anybody who wasn't there.
We all did it, man. We all did it. Shout out to the road crew. Hannibal, Face, fucking Wild Man, Murdoch. You know, we made it out there. We made it out there and back in record fucking time. You just say. They say time travel is impossible, but you let the bag man drive. You break the laws of physics. For real. It was a good weekend. It was a very good weekend.
All right, so a couple of things I wanted to get your take on. You know, in some of the previous episodes, you were talking about things you got to experience and didn't necessarily enjoy that you thought weren't great. Mm-hmm. But you got a chance to kind of take a second swing at revolvers. Mm-hmm. So after the other episode that we recorded, you got to shoot I think it was an 1865 Black Powder.
Sure. I'm not really in a position to disagree with you, but that's what that was.
It was a Black Powder. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what the make and model was, but yeah, big Black Powder revolver compared to that monstrosity wrist breaker.
First, I want to shout out the guy that let me use that Black Powder. I do have a video of him talking about it, so I'll cut it in here. Beep. Editing note. And then...
edit in his name because he specifically asked for that.
Yeah, if hopefully you it's on me? There. Hopefully yeah. It's on there. Secondly, I think it may come down to how you hold a revolver versus how you hold a Glock or 1911.
A semi-automatic grip is very different from a revolver grip. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I think that plus the gravity of it rocking back up and not being able to sustain it the way. Mm-hmm. I didn't get too much out of it. I don't see myself owning a revolver. I'll buy a shotgun before I buy a revolver.
Excellent.
Was that your plan, Hannibal? Yeah.
I love snot guns.
Yeah.
So yeah. I won't argue that at all. The other thing you mentioned, not really enjoying very much, mm-hmm. or not seeing the point of it, or, you know, not getting what you wanted from it, was fully automatic firearms. And then the next day we went over to the CMMG booth and met with the lovely and talented Mike Odell, who got you on the CMMG Banshee in 22. Mm-hmm. And you shot that in full auto and proceeded to pepper a single target with two full magazines.
Yeah. I liked it. Better than the AK. I'll say that right off the bat. The magazines aren't always fully loaded. So by the time you get sustained and you're in the middle of like round four or five, the magazines are empty.
Right.
So I think that may hinder some of the joy that I didn't get that y'all were expecting. I think I've identified where I'm at in my journey. I like semi-auto, AR-15 carbine style, rifles with 2011/1911 handguns. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
Those are my, that's what tickles my fancy, so to speak.
That's your jam right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Full Auto's fun. I just don't get what I want out of it right now.
All right.
And I like the cause and effect.
You looked like you were enjoying the lead squirt gun more than some of the other stuff. Like the fact that you grabbed that Banshee and just went.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But I also liked, what was that, the other one on the far end, the red one that was silenced? That was also 22 long, right?
Yeah, that was a Tippmann.
Okay. Yes.
Kevin at GSL had. So he was there really showcasing suppressors, but that was one of the rifles that he brought. That was a 22 from Tippmann Arms.
I liked shooting that as well as the the CMG was a Banshee? I thought that was the.
Or is that the Descent?
Descent. That's what it was.
Okay. All right.
I believe it was the Descent.
I'm messing up the model numbers.
Well, that's a lot to remember. I get it. I get why Full Auto is such a cool thing to everybody, but it's just not where I'm at.
Okay.
But that barrel that was on that red 22.
You immediately pointed out the fluted barrel and asked Kevin at GSL about it. And yeah, that really jumped out at you. That was neat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a very unique product. That again, first time seeing that in the flesh. I didn't even know such a thing was possible, feasible, or even done. Mm-hmm. But it was cool shooting Full Auto suppressed. I think cutting the gas down and cutting the kickback down kind of negated some of my issues with shooting Full Auto and staying on target.
Just reducing the ruckus.
Yeah. Yeah. A little less chaos. More control, which is something that I'm super focused on right now when it comes to pulling the trigger and staying on target. So that worked closer to my goals as a new shooter. And but it was fucking like watching Preacher unload the belt. it's fun stuff to watch, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But I think it's just I know where I want to go and I'm getting there, and Full Auto isn't it yet. And I was even saying this, I'm not sure if I even got it on the episodes, but when I play Call of Duty, I turn off Full Auto on my guns. I just literally,
do you?
Yeah, I pull the trigger over.
Wow.
And I notice I'm more accurate in the game than just, like, I'll keep, this is going to go down a nerdy path, but only quickly. So you get two guns. My main rifle, I keep semi, and I'll just pop and pop, pop, and get my shots off. And then I keep my secondary on Full Auto, because if I got to switch to that, I run out of ammo, and it's not enough time to. So I'll just, that's like my, So Full Auto serves a purpose.
Panic time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like right.
In a corner. If I don't have time to reload.
Just wet it down and be done.
Yeah. If I don't have time to reload, I just have to unload the entire magazine of the secondary weapon. But
just screaming like Ned Flanders and mag dumping the Full Auto secondary.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. And then closing the door. So, all right, last video game reference. I have the weird habit of closing doors behind me in video games, especially in Call of Duty, because I'll run into a house and close the door and, like, because, you know, it's a good tell because the AI bots have to open a door to come in. So I set booby traps. It's fun. But anyway, back to IV88. They had a cannon, y'all. In case you didn't get that from the first or second episode, they had a fucking cannon. Shout out to fucking those guys, bro. That was a great event, really fun. But
yeah, that's a legit cannon that apparently has been in Eric's family for many, many years.
Yeah,
like however far back that cannon goes, it's been in his family, and it's a family heirloom on top of being, you know, just cool.
Yeah, that's, and then there was a guy that had 3D printed bullet bills on a little cannon next to his booth. Mm-hmm. That was great to see.
That was Mr. Snow Makes,
yeah.
Snow Makes, right. Who is also sponsored by our favorite sponsor, Stuffin' Things. You can check out stinkusa.com and use coupon code NEW2PEW to get 10% off site-wide. There's a shameless plug in the middle of the episode.
Bet you didn't see that coming, y'all. Booyah.
And it's not the last coupon code you'll get in this episode.
That's right. We're going full auto with the coupon codes. We don't suppress our coupon codes here, ladies and gentlemen. No, no. There's no suppression for discounts. Yeah, I dug that. There was a 2011 that I have to dig up the picture for that I really did like. I took the vendor's card. I'm still slowly unpacking that swag bag and applying stickers and stuff.
Dude, there was so much. Yeah. And like my boys came out and just raided the stickers. They were like, you have two of these? Good, we each get one. And I was like, what about me?
Well, you were
there. And there were a couple of things like the Lube Fairy from Freedom Lube. Mm-hmm. That my wife claimed, and the lubricorn.
Lubricorn.
Yeah.
Great idea. That's a great idea. The so just to bring it full circle, one of the cool items that I was able to walk away from the event were these cool headphones.
What? Turn my headphones up. I'm serious, nigga. Turn them up. Turn them up.
And you picked these up, and I was extremely jealous, and I traded you a magazine that I couldn't take back to my own state, but at least I could have some cool headphones. And these things are amazing. I'm in love with a pair of headphones.
Yeah. Hold up, nigga. I can't hear out my left headphones. This one, nigga. This is my left. Turn it up.
Okay, yeah, yeah, so these are the Ear Shield Ranger Electronic Pro earmuffs from Otis Technologies. And they've got like another division that these are manufactured and sold under. But as the resident sound guy, apparently you were much more impressed with these than you were the other ones I loaned you.
Oh, yeah, these were better than what you were trying to pass off to me. And thank you for them because, yeah. I may have to get another set just for the wife to use because she ain't using mine.
Absolutely. Well, good news. Guess who signed up as a dealer? I sent a message over to Jared from Otis, and we got set up, and I should have these for the next gun show at Allentown.
What date is that?
It's in November.
Of course it
is. I don't remember.
So I'm really curious to how they're able to do this. So I'm assuming there's a microphone on one side.
And that... Yeah, if you look, you can actually find the little microphone on the outside.
Right.
It'll have like a little fuzzy cover on it.
Turn my light.
Whatever that foam is.
I think it's right here on the side. Yeah.
Right. And there's usually one on each ear, and then you got your control there.
Yep.
And they run off two AAA batteries, if I remember right.
I think that's right where you put this sticker in this little compartment up here.
Yeah.
Tell me what this little jack was for in the cable. Do I plug an iPod into this bitch too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can listen to music through really? Those. You can do just about anything with those. It's just a regular audio jack. So if you want to use those while you're at the range and listen to music, you can do that. And after I signed up, I found out that there is a Bluetooth version of those that's only like $10 or $15 more than that set. So you can connect to your cell phone via Bluetooth and listen to your music that way. Or, you know, the best podcast ever.
Plug, plug, plug. Available on Spotify and other streaming platforms. I think the Bluetooth idea is great. I may just have to stop by the BBR booth and grab one of those and then hand me down these to the wife.
There you
she
go.
She doesn't need Bluetooth. No, but
I do.
I need Bluetooth. I want all the bells and the whistles, but they were very comfortable. I have a giant dome for a head and these things fit perfectly right on it.
You are a very large man.
Correct. They grow them big in Jersey. So luckily these wonderful Ear Shield headphones will work for mega dome folks like me.
They've got a good adjustment on them. And gel ear cups standard, which is kind of nice. Usually that's an upgrade you have to pay for. So they went ahead and did that on these right out of the box. And we wore them, well, I wore them for a little bit, and then you wanted to trade.
But you got my 40, homie.
So I gave them up. You wiped them off and then put them on, and you wore them the entire day. Yep. And almost forgot to take them off when we were leaving at the end of the day, because apparently they're that comfortable.
Yep. And I think I've addressed this before. I didn't, because I'm assuming it's because I have the built-in microphone, I didn't feel the claustrophobic feeling of having something
right
covering my ears, because I had so much outside noise, it wasn't an issue. So that's another plus for these wonderful products.
Yeah, and things don't sound like you've got your head inside a bucket. So,
yeah, these things are great.
Pretty good. So as far as the audio quality, that was one of the things you commented on, was that the audio quality is much better. What specifically, for the listeners at home, can you describe?
So putting on headphones, you immediately get the muffled sound. So imagine that, but audio-wise, your mid-range comes through the microphone. And most voices sit in the mid-range EQ spectrum. So there was no low, low booming sound, say, from a 50 cal or anything like that. That all got tuned out, which was another plus, because that thing will shock the shit out of you if you don't realize that you're next to it. And you're able to seriously stand next to somebody and talk to them while people are literally shooting guns around it. It's great technology that some genius has come up with, isolating certain frequencies and dampening them and amplifying the actual voice spectrum. It's great. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I forgot to even take them off. I could have walked around all damn day. And I wonder too, just to shout out, I wonder if these would be a good idea for construction worker guys walking around, you know, with heavy machinery and shit going on. You know,
probably wouldn't be a bad idea if you can make it fit with a hard hat. Yeah, it's not a bad option. Yeah. I know in the construction industry, they have similar products. I don't know that they're as nice as the ones we use for the shooting sports.
Yeah, I've never seen them. This is like, I've only seen this type of technology in the firearms world, but maybe, okay, just maybe, it is on us now to share this with the construction industry and say, hey, you should try these, guys. It's the best of both worlds.
You want to talk about another cool product that we saw at IV88?
Yeah.
So TCRT makes these neat rubber targets, and mm-hmm. this is some sort of proprietary ballistic rubber that they use for making like shoot houses and backstops for ranges and all these things. But now TCRT is selling these flexi rubber paddles that I'll wag at you on the camera. And the neat thing is, Kurt, who is telling me about this, said that they can take 400 rounds of 5.56 per square inch before it gets wallowed out and just has a hole in it. That's ridiculous. That's a lot of performance out of a piece of self-sealing rubber. So TCRT.com, and if you use coupon code BLACKBAG10, you get 10% off. How do you like them apples?
They had them on the range out there, and they never fell off. They
nope.
never had to stop and
nope.
switch anything out. They lasted the entire weekend out there.
Yeah, they were pretty cool. And I got a chance to, Kurt was kind enough to give me a few samples, and I took those to the range with call sign Mayhem and went after him with his little favorite 22. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they were pretty neat. So it's, if you hang it loose, right, there's a screw hole at the top. And if you hang it so it's loose, you'll get just a little bit of movement out of it so you know you hit it. So a little bit of that reactive target kind of action. But yeah, these are pretty neat. And I'm going to keep messing around with them and push them to their failure point.
Couple of different sizes you had there too, right?
There's a bunch of different sizes, yeah. What I'll tell you right now is they are not cheap. Like other targets I've seen similar to this are usually pretty inexpensive, mm-hmm. but after one trip to the range, they're pretty much destroyed. These, you're going to be able to pepper for months before they're done. So I want to say 40 bucks a piece. Mm-hmm. And I think they've got a set of three for $99, something like that. So you get a little bit of a discount, but you add your coupon code to that and these will serve you well.
I also remember him saying you can spray paint them.
Yeah. So they make them in two colors. There's a white target and a black target. pertinent to this program. And if you spray paint them with the opposing color, then when you hit it, that paint flakes off and you get the halo effect, like a shoot and see target or a dirty bird target, where you can see exactly where that round went because it's going to flake off a little bit around the bullet hole.
Another great product.
Pretty cool. I like these.
Yeah. And they stood up to Mr. Mayhem, so field tested, field approved.
Yeah. And you know that kid likes going after things with the 22.
Mm-hmm.
Ping, 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 ping. Dad, I need more. Okay, here you go. I loaded another. Ping, 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 ping. Can you slow down? Nope, I'm good. Ping, 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 ping.
Wait till he finds full auto.
Oh, we did that a couple months ago. I took him to the range with our buddy Doc and Will from Threat Level Midnight Arms. And Will had brought one of his post samples that was full auto, and we gave Mayhem a magazine with, I think, three rounds in it, just enough that he could kind of get a taste of it without having to worry about any kind of safety issues. And I'll have to send you the video because he turns and he's like, just his little face was hilarious.
Nice. Great products.
Good times. Good times.
Man. Again, thank you for allowing me to, in the tragic story of Max's broken foot, we've come full circle, you know?
Yeah. Thanks for coming. It was a good time. And you know, I think you mentioned on one of the other episodes, we get a lot of joy out of seeing things through your eyes. Hmm. You know what I mean? That for the guys that have done this a couple of times or more than that, it's always neat bringing a good friend into it and getting to experience that first time excitement.
Yeah. Go check out the video.
And all over again. The kid on Christmas. That's how you described it.
That, yeah. Like me shooting that fucking hand cannon y'all slid to me. You could literally watch
whatever
the
that
video.
Revolver was that Double Deagle gave you.
Yeah. Yeah. You could see me make the decision of not shooting it again just by looking at my face. It was, wow, that's a lot. I'm not doing that again. Slowly put it down and walk away. I thank Double Deagle for letting me give that shot. So you don't need to load another one in the round, sir. I'm cool.
We're good here.
Been there, done that. But I saw some good shit, man. And you guys had a fucking ball. So
how do you not? I mean, it's like, I just want to touch all the things.
Well, that's what we did. Just about. I mean, there's a couple. I think there's one or two things I wanted to shoot, but I didn't get to. There was the guy that had all the custom paint jobs. Excuse me. He had like an Apex gun, Apex Legend painted theme. That was nice. And he had one that had, what's the bomber face? I know it's got a name to it.
Shark nose?
Yeah. He had it right on a Magwell's, like, engraved. That was really cool. And he had a nice 1911 that was painted in a WW2 era style, I think it was. Something very classic looking, but the custom paint jobs always catch my eye. Yeah, man, it was great. Shout out to IV88. Great event.
He had one that was a kit, and I don't remember if it was a Flux Defense or something from Strike Industries.
The blue
but
one?
But it was done up like almost like a cel-shaded cartoon style, and he said it was based on one of the Fortnite or something, right?
That was Apex. No, wait. Borderlands. It's based on Borderlands. Because it was all outlined the way, cel-shaded.
Right.
That's what it's called.
Right. And not even knowing what that is, as a kid of the 80s, it looked like something from an episode of Transformers, and I was like, yeah, it's cool.
Of course, it catches.
I don't know what it is, but I like it.
It was good stuff, man. Shout out to everybody we met. Still unpacking cards and going through photos, but we'll slowly get that out as we can.
I've been following up with all kinds of manufacturers about bringing some new products in, some things that I think are missing from our local market that hopefully I can get in the hands of the people and help them out with what they need, bridge those gaps, as it were. So, yeah, lots of cool stuff coming. Like I said, I should have two or three new lines ready for that mid-November gun show at Allentown. So come see us there and check it all out. Was there anything you saw that you really wanted to shoot and didn't get a chance to get your hands on that we should look for next year?
Was it Hoffman Tactical, the 3D print guy?
Yes.
I'd like to shoot some of his stuff.
Okay.
Especially after sitting and talking with him for a while. Like, that dude knows his shit, man. He's all the way in there. Shout out to him. I'd like to shoot. And what was... I'm not going to make this gesture all that long. He had the pistol that you had to rock back. You know,
it was a pump action 300 blackout pistol. And that's not actually one of his designs. That's one of the other guys that was there. And his name's on the tip of my tongue and I can't remember, but that's one that when we were talking to him, I said, look, I want to 3D print something. I don't want to 3D print an AR. I kind of feel like I've done plenty of other AR stuff, but I'd like to print something that's going to be functional. He goes, well, then do this, because this is really cool too. And a good starting point for trying to make your own, which is legal in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So, that may be an upcoming project, but it's convenient that that's the one that kind of piqued my interest too. And you're like, that's what I want to shoot. So maybe we make one and shoot it out here.
I saw video of someone shooting it and it looked like there was no recoil, no kickback, no nothing.
No.
So his stuff I was really interested in touching.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And there was a 9mm that he had there too that I got to shoot. That was pretty cool. And that's one, the FCP9, is that what it's called? I'm drawing a blank. But it's another one that's been very popular in the 3D printed firearm community and is starting to pop up in other parts of the world in conflict zones, because they can manufacture those very quickly and put them in service in defensive roles. So that was an interesting one and shot really well. 9mm uses Glock magazines. Like, to my mind, it's kind of like a Tech-9, but worked. Actually functioned, which was kind of cool. So that's it for this episode. Be sure to check out the sponsors we mentioned earlier. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at new2pew@blackbagresources.com. You can check out the website, blackbagresources.com. And if you really want to go deep, you can check out the Black Bag Resources Network and become a part of the community.